kick off the month of November, we decided to do a bit of a salute to Native American rockers. There have actually been quite a few over the decades, and we're going to tell their stories on today's show. This is 10 times Native Americans rocked our face off.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Podcast. I have Lily V6 with me tonight, our co-host, as always, the lovely and talented Lily V6. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com, and we are going to get into the 10 Native American rockers who kicked freaking butt. Now, there's a lot of them, and if you are a fan of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, you probably know that when we say 10, sometimes we mean 12, 13,
depending on how
27.
How many I wrote about.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
That
know,
week.
And how long-winded we're feeling that day. So anyways, guys, we are live all over Facebook. Rock Rage Radio Live's Facebook page is experiencing some kind of weird Facebook jail or something. So I apologize if you guys are trying to find us there. They're experiencing issues, so you can't. But we're in all the other Facebook places, including Lily's, my Facebook.
See what I did there? I tagged a bunch of people.
Yeah, and we tagged a bunch of people, so you can come over to the Rock Rage Radio page. I see Bobby Lamond has shown up as well.
Chris Thunderwolf's on.
Yeah, Chris Thunderwolf Dodson. We're also live in my inner circle group. I've just been putting it in there, too, because a lot of people are looking for us. I'm like, well, let's just put it there so you guys can find it there as well. We are going to be hanging out for a little bit afterwards talking about what's coming up. And you can go to LouLombardiRocks.com to get special access to that. It's exclusive music, exclusive videos, as well as a great community of folks that are really passionate about great guitar-driven rock. So we are really excited about that. You can go to LouLombardiRocks.com to find out about that. Lily V6, what is going on in the world of Lily V6 this week?
So I was in Buffalo, New York over the weekend, and I saw Vixen with Kip Winger opening.
Oh, my.
And Kip did an acoustic set. He invited some nice lady on stage with him to sing. It was super cute.
Nice lady?
Yeah.
Right. You?
Not me. Oh. Hell no. I ain't gonna sing.
You're not a nice lady.
Not only that, I can't sing to save my life, so that would be the worst thing ever. But Vixen came on and they rocked it, and then they did a meet and greet afterwards with everybody, signed some stuff, took pictures. They were super nice. Britt Lightning, who is their current guitarist, said she liked my boobs. I thought that was super cute of her. She goes, "Oh my god, I like your boobs." It was like so funny. I just laughed. But anyway, they liked Metal Chick Jewelry. I wear the ring and the necklace, so Sissy. Listening, if you're watching, they like your stuff, so get in touch with Vixen. Maybe they'll buy some of it.
Oh, that's good.
But yeah, that's what I did over the weekend. And Thursday, I'll be seeing LA Guns at Jurgles with a little interview live with Dying Breed, who are opening for them. So that'll be fun.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Dying Breed. What is that band?
They are a rock band from Pittsburgh. They do a lot of covers, but they're coming out with their own original stuff. They have some original stuff, but
they do. That's going to be Thursday night at Jurgles.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And I had a great weekend, too. I got to see two really cool shows. Saturday, I went to see this Pittsburgh band. I just got up Saturday morning and I'm sitting laying in bed and was kind of chilling out, and I'm just thumbing through events on Facebook and going like, I'm going to something. I'm like, I wonder if there's something at the Thunderbird, because I was there about a month ago and saw a great show. Like, I wanted to go back, and I found out that the band Recluse was having their CD release that night, and I went. And they're a great band. We should play them at some point on here. I'm not going to play them tonight, but they are a great just a great band from Pittsburgh. Piano oriented, a lot of guitar too, but kind of like, Elton John meets Billy Joel meets Supertramp. You know, all those great
all of them
piano based kind of acts from mm-hmm. the '70s. I mean, they're kind of like everything that was great about the '70s and with that sort of piano kind of sound. But they put on a great show. They had all kind of backup musicians with them, horn sections and everything. It was very cool. Some of their fans were complete total douchebags and got into a couple of fights at the show. Right. So contrast that with the next night. My the drummer from my band says like, "Hey, let's go see this metal show at the Craft House." Everybody at the metal show is chill.
Sometimes that happens.
There's like no attitudes. Everybody's just having a good time. You know what I mean? People are like, there's a pit and people are throwing each other around. And it's all good. Everybody's hugging each other and relaxed. Go figure, right? So anyways, I have a lot more to say about that. And we'll get into that a little bit later. I don't want to get on to, but after we're done with the topic or we get over to LouLombardiRocks.com a little bit later on, I'll give some more thoughts about some of the things I think that are going on with some of these shows I think could be a lot better. But speaking of Sunday night, one of the bands that played was this band called Paladin. And I'm going to play Paladin here for you guys. And before we always do a song before we get into the topic. But you check out Paladin and tell me what you think. But Drew and I kind of felt like if Iron Maiden was more of a thrash band, mm-hmm. this is what they would sound like. Okay. So this is Shoot for the Sun, Paladin on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Sights will prove it to you.
That's Paladin, everybody, from Atlanta. Saw them Sunday night. Was absolutely blown away. Great guitar work, great band. The one lead guitarist is also the lead singer. So
he's doing all kinds
of
stuff.
I was like really, I went up to him and like I was very, I wanted to give him a big hug, but I felt like, you know, maybe I shouldn't. Because I was just like, thank you. Like, you're such a great singer and you're such a great guitar player. And I was just expecting to hear rah, 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 all night long. And I did not hear rah, 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 all night long. I did hear some. Rah, rah, rah,
but it wasn't not, a full
wasn't,
night of
it
that.
It wasn't a full night of that. It was a really like, a breath of fresh air. PaladinATL.bandcamp.com. They're from Atlanta. Paladin ATL. The ATL is a sort of abbreviation there of Atlanta. So check those guys out. If you dig what they do, get their shit. Don't not get their stuff. Go freaking. Oh man, this stupid computer is doing dumb stuff. But yeah, go get their stuff. Check them out. It was a great show and I love them. We're going to play the headlining band from that night. At the next break, they were called Allegion. You know Allegion?
I do not know Allegion.
Okay, you're going to hear Allegion.
Okay.
And the song might sound a little familiar to you, but I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
So we are talking about Native American.
American.
Let's make Native Americans great again. Native Americans are always great. That's a joke. So let's talk about that. Because what folks don't understand is these folks have been a huge part, and we're not all about segregating. It's not like, you know what I mean, you need special talent or whatever to be a Native American and play guitar or sing or whatever. It's not that. It's just that like these folks have been a huge part of the rock and roll story, and I think that a lot of people just don't realize that they were out there. And I want to talk a little bit later on about this awesome movie that came out called Rumble. Did you run across that in your research?
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Came out earlier this year.
Yeah, I watched it. Stu and I watched it, and it was very powerful and wildly interesting. So I want to talk a little bit about that later on. So, Lily, we're going to talk about the 10 Native Americans that just rocked our faces off. And so Lily's always like with the list here. So what do you got, Lily? Who's first on your list?
I have more than 10. But first up, I have Mike Farner, American singer, guitarist, and songwriter, best known as the lead guitarist for Grand Funk Railroad.
Mark Farner.
That's what I meant. I thought I said Mark.
I said Mike.
The band's biggest hits were We're an American Band, The Locomotion, Some Kind of Wonderful, and Bad Time. In 1999, he was honored with the Lakota Sioux Elders Honor Mark. And 5 years later, he received the Cherokee Medal of Honor, which are two of the highest honors you could receive as a Native American. I didn't realize that these were things till I read about them.
That's very cool. That's very interesting.
Yeah, they're due to his heritage and his social contributions he has made during his career. And he is 1/8 Cherokee on his mother's side. So I got the Native American info out.
Grand Funk Railroad.
I've seen them. They're awesome.
It was one of these bands that was inescapable from the 70s. They do a version of a song that was a hit like in four decades, and that's The Locomotion.
Yes.
The Locomotion was a hit in the 60s, it was a hit in the 70s, it was a hit in the 80s, and then in the 90s as well. Somebody did it, I can't remember.
It's some chick. Can't remember her name.
So, you know, the 2000s came along, and I think maybe the record industry was like, okay, I think we're done with The Locomotion for now, you know. But just one of those great band classic songs, amazing vocals amongst the whole thing. And I understand that Mark Farner also delved into Christian rock for a while as well. But just a dynamite band. I mean, Some Kind of Wonderful, American Band.
I love We're an American
just,
Band.
Just absolutely one just giant. Bad Time.
Yeah,
that's Bad Time is a very poppy kind of song for them, but it is probably my favorite. It's probably my favorite Grand Funk Railroad song. I don't know why. It's just one of those songs that just kind of like has a soft. Maybe I'll put that on one of my guilty pleasure lists. I don't know, but it's one of those songs that has just a real kind of soft spot in my heart. But just a just an absolute dynamite rock band from the 70s. And Mark Farner, no slouch as a guitar player either. So what do we got next?
Who I have next on my list is John Phillips, American singer, guitarist, and primary songwriter for the band The Mamas and the Papas. He wrote songs such as Monday, Monday, Go Where You Want to Go, and California Dreamin'. I'm sure everybody knows those songs. He had a brief solo career after the group, and he also helped organize the Monterey Pop Festival, which I talked about a couple podcasts ago. In 1967, it was a three-day festival held in Monterey, California, where the first major appearance of Jimi Hendrix was, the first large-scale Janis Joplin performance, and the introduction of Otis Redding. He was half Cherokee. Half.
Okay, wait a minute here. John Phillips.
Yes.
Is this the father of Mackenzie Phillips?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And the John, look, he did a lot of bad stuff, though.
Well, yeah.
He was a very bad person to his children. And Mackenzie Phillips was very, she was reticent to kind of talk about it for a very, 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 very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she has kind of always excused his behavior as being, well, we were all doing drugs, but they did just insanely irresponsible things. Like, he had those kids doing drugs when they were, like, little kids.
Little kids.
And he had sex with them and everything. And I try to keep the podcast very positive, but I have a little bit of an issue with John Phillips. I love the Mamas and the Papas. You know, what can you say about a song like California Dreamin'? Absolutely amazing. And Mama Cass, what can you say?
It's a great group. He's just not a good guy.
He was just a bad dude. And maybe we should do a show
on bad dudes.
People that were great musicians but were terrible people.
I'm going to write it down on this paper.
So John is much as a great musician as he was. He's not necessarily the best representative of Native Americans, I hate to say.
He's only half.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It was the other part that was all it was screwed up.
Yeah. Right. I hate you.
I know. So, what do you got next, Lil?
Next, I have Jimmy Carl Black, the vocalist and drummer of the Mothers of Invention. Wow. Which, of course, was Frank Zappa's band in the 60s. After he left that band, he started Geronimo Black. He was born in El Paso, Texas, and was of mixed Native American heritage. His trademark line was, "Hi, boys and girls, I'm Jimmy Carl Black, and I'm the Indian in the group." He also was a guest drummer and vocalist on later Zappa albums as well. After he had already quit the band, they had him still guest as
drummer. I know nothing about him, so I have nothing to say.
Okay, well, that's all.
Give me somebody else.
Okay.
Somebody I can talk about.
Somebody you can talk about. Let me see here. How about Joey Belladonna? Can you talk about him?
Joey!
Joey Belladonna, American thrash metal musician, best known as the vocalist for thrash metal band Anthrax. He's also the vocalist and drummer on the cover band Chief Big Way, which I have seen in New York. He was the lead singer of Anthrax from 84 to 92. And was considered part of the classic lineup. His voice is featured on 6 studio albums and several EPs that have sold a total of 8 million copies worldwide. He is part Native American from Canada. His mother is Iroquois and part Italian American. Now, when I see
Belladonna sounds,
yeah,
might be a little bit of a
Chief Big Way. It's funny to listen to him play these cover tunes like he does Journey. And
is
stuff.
He singing?
Yes, and it's great. I met him. He's a sweet guy. Oh, he's amazing. But he does this cover band now. And he was the lead singer of Anthrax.
Why did he leave Anthrax?
I forget why he left. I think he was just like over it, actually. But I did speak to him. I should interview him. Lance is good friends with him.
Okay. Anthrax. A band named after a cattle disease, right?
Is that what Anthrax is? I know it's a bad thing. I just don't know exactly what it is.
Oh, there's crazy metalheads in there. Give me one more.
One more. You want Mike Patton?
Okay.
American musician, singer, songwriter, actor, record producer, multi-instrumentalist, and film composer. He is best known as the lead vocalist for the alternative metal band Faith No More, with the songs Epic, Falling to Pieces, and From Out of Nowhere. He's also the founder and lead singer for the band Mr. Bungle. He formed that band when he was 15. He's also played with Tomahawk, Fantomas, Dead Cross, Lovage, The Dillinger Escape Plan, and Peeping Tom. He is a 20th generation Native American with I'm going to say this wrong, with a quarter of Choctaw descent. His vocals touch on just about everything: crooning, falsetto, screaming, opera, death growls, rapping, beatboxing, and scatting. He's very versatile, and he's very talented. And I loved Faith No More.
I was, this is a huge compliment, but somebody recently compared my singing to Mike's.
I can see that.
So I was like, whoa. Whoa, dude.
Is that post you posted? Yes. I didn't read all the things. There was a lot.
Do you have it? Before we go too much further, do you have any of these people?
I have that one. I have that one. I have that one. And I have that one.
Okay. Do you have Robbie Robertson?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I?
Do you have James Marshall Hendricks?
Hold on. Yes, I do have Robbie. Yes, and I have, yes.
Okay. We'll get to them in a little bit. Let's play. This is a band that this is one of the bands I saw this weekend. This is the headlining act that we went to see on Sunday. This is a Legion, and this is a remake of a song by one of Lily's favorite bands.
Oh, God.
Check it out. Allegiant will be right back on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
We'll be right back.
That's the band Allegion. You have to say it like that. Allegion.
Do you have to?
Yes, you have to. You want to go to allegion.bandcamp.com. Allegion, by the way, is spelled A-L-L-E-G-A-E-O-N. That is, again, is A-L-L-E-G-A-E-O-N.bandcamp.com. Check them out. Most of them, please try before you buy. Because
you might not like everything.
You might not like everything that they do. I thought they were a great band. Most of their stuff is more of that rah 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 kind of thing. And I know some of you guys don't like the rah rah rah. I posted some of that stuff. Like,
for lack of a better term, Cookie
but
Monster.
They're a great band. I thought they were killer. So check them out. And when the guy like sits down and does like singing, I thought he sounded freaking great. So check them out. Allegion.bandcamp.com. We are talking about these rockers. Native American rockers. Now, there was a documentary that came out earlier this year called Rumble, the story of Native Americans who shaped rock music. And very interesting. Do you have Link Wray on your list?
I did not put him on my list, but I did have him on my list.
Link
initially.
Wray was an instrumental artist who put out a song called Rumble that everybody... It like influenced everybody. If you've ever seen the movie, It Might Get Loud, Jimmy Page actually like jams that song out while they're talking to him. And he talks about how like that song just really just inspired him to play. And it's an instrumental song, right? It was banned.
Why?
It was because they thought it was going to start trouble.
Oh my God.
Song with no lyrics, Rumble manages to say a lot about sex, swagger, and the allure of teenage rebellion. Released in 1958, guys, by Native American guitarist Link Wray, the track, all dirty chord progressions and blistering guitar, was an omen of impending 60s rock revolution, and is widely credited with inventing the power chord that would become essential to rock, metal, thrash, and other tangential genres. 61 years after its release, Rumble remains the only instrumental track to be banned from American radio for fear it would incite youth to violence.
That's insane.
That is crazy, and that is one of those things like I am so not worthy, because if you can get banned for an instrumental track, dude, you got some...
You're clearly badass.
You're a total badass. And we did use Link's photo as the... for the post this week to get, and we're going to talk about your picks here in a little bit too. But we did, but that's him. If you did not know who Link Wray was, so that is him. But so this is the beginning of the sort of, you know, in the rock genre, anyhow, of Native Americans, you know, who rocked their faces off. And Link was probably the first Native American that rocked everybody's face off. And if you don't know the song Rumble, when the podcast is over, just go to YouTube and search it and listen to it. It's badass. It's a really kick-ass jam. So if you've never heard it, do yourself a favor and go check it out. Great documentary. Rumble, the Indians Who Rocked the World documentary exploring the Native American presence in and influence on popular music, released this year. Rumble makes its U.S. television premiere on the 21st of January. Steve Van Zandt calls Rumble the soundtrack to juvenile delinquency, while Iggy Pop preaches that the track did help me say, F it, I'm going to be a musician.
Legit.
So anyways, and there's a lot of great artists represented in it. Redbone is in it. A lot of cool bands are in it. So if you haven't seen it, go check it out. So that's all I'm going to say about that. So Lily, what else we got? I know we got a list here of more than 10. So who's next on your list? And what are we going to talk about?
Next I have Jesse Ed Davis, session guitarist. He was part of the Muscogee, Creek, Seminole, and Kiowa tribes. He was best known for working with blues musician Taj Mahal. And as far as classic rock goes, he worked with Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Keith Moon, and Rod Stewart, among many others. He passed away at the age of 43. He was a great musician, or he was a guest musician on the George Harrison song, This Guitar. and he was inducted into the Native American Music Hall of Fame in 2018. Also, I didn't know this was a thing until I started doing research. They have a ceremony every year, and it was established in 1998 in New York City. And I guess they had their last ceremony last year in one of the Seminole Hard Rock casinos that they have. So that's pretty cool. But yeah.
What was his name? Jesse?
Jesse Ed Davis.
Jesse Ed Davis.
Session guitarist. Jesse Ed Davis. Yeah. He wasn't like an A band. He was in. He worked with several people.
A lot of people. Yeah. Including Taj Mahal.
Yes. next on my list is Robbie Robertson. Canadian musician, songwriter, film composer, producer, actor, and author. He is best known for his work as the lead guitarist and primary songwriter in the band. He's been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. He's half Mohawk. He wrote the songs The Weight.
Only has half of a Mohawk? What?
Yes, he's half Mohawk. He wrote the songs The Weight, Chest Fever, and The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, which I love that song, plus many more. He contributed to the soundtracks for Raging Bull and The King of Comedy, and he's worked with Eric Clapton, Van Morrison, and Neil Diamond. And I hear you ready to talk.
You should see The Last Waltz. If you've never sat down and watched The Last Waltz, you're a rock person. You want to know about the history of rock. You need to watch The Last Waltz. It is Martin Scorsese directed the film. It's about the band's last concert. The reason the band was called The Band was because they were Bob Dylan's backup band, and he just started saying, "Oh, and this is The Band."
That's kind of clever.
They just went.
They just went with it.
Yeah, they tried out different names. Like my band is trying out different names right now. and they had gone through a whole bunch of things, including the Honkies.
Good thing they changed that.
They were called the Hawks, the Honkies. They eventually settled on The Band. Robbie Robertson first of all, he's like a very cool guitar player. We've done shows before on underrated this and underrated that, and I would have to put him on a list of underrated guitar players. His work with The Band is unbelievable. He's an amazing songwriter, and he's released a lot of solo albums as well. That if I would just tell you, go check them out for yourself and tell me what you think of them. I'm a fan. Not everybody likes what Robbie's solo stuff is about. There's some spoken word things there. He works with a lot of other very cool musicians, including the guys from the Bodines and bands like that. The Last Waltz was Martin Scorsese wanted to capture a band at like their end. This is it. This is our big finale. We're going out. We're done. The sort of embarrassing thing about it was the band got back together and did a whole bunch of albums and toured, but without Robbie Robertson. And this is a testimony. The reason I'm bringing this up, because it's a testimony what a great musician Robbie Robertson was. The band never did anything of any importance once Robbie Robertson left the band, because he was the guy. As much as Levon Helm is an amazing drummer and an amazing singer, and Rick Danko is a great singer as well. Those guys just could not. Their time was over. And you also can't do a film and have Martin Scorsese direct it and say it's our last concert.
Didn't work out.
Yeah, and then go back out. Like, people are like, what? Really? You know, that's just like, you know. And those guys are all gone now. Levon passed away. Everybody's gone. Robbie Robertson is still alive. But just absolutely one of the most important musicians in rock of all time. The band often was referred to as America's Beatles. So the Beatles loved the band. They were just the critics' darling, had massive hits, had songs that are insanely timeless. And for a band of people who are mostly Canadian, they were really understood the American South and were able to sort of communicate these ideas in a way that maybe today would not work as well with the political, socio-political environment that we have in this country. But they were able to bring a sort of sophistication to the emotions of people from that era and from that part of the country. Very beautiful. And if you've not seen The Last Waltz, I highly recommend. Again, once you finish watching Link Ray's video to Rumble and you watch the movie about the Native Americans, Rumble,
Now, then you watch this.
Watch The Last Waltz. It's absolutely inspiring. I usually watch it about at least once a year. Plus, the guys tell some hilarious stories about their experiences, and I think everybody will really enjoy it. So, Robbie Robertson, I'm so not worthy. So, what else you got, Lily V6?
What else do I got? I got Ricky Medlock, American musician best known as the frontman guitarist for the southern rock band Blackfoot and a member of Skynyrd. During his first go-around with Skynyrd in 71 to 72, he played drums and sang lead on a few songs. He returned to Skynyrd back in 1996 as guitarist and continues to tour and record today with them. He taught himself how to play guitar at the age of 5 and drums at the age of 8. He played in his grandfather's band, Shorty Medlock, who was a well-known Delta blues musician. He is specifically Lakota Sioux and Cherokee descent and was inducted into the Native American Music Hall of Fame in 2008.
Yeah, one of the things that people don't realize about Blackfoot is, yes, they're a southern rock band, but they could really rock.
Yeah.
They were one of the southern rock bands that, like, remembered the rock part really, really well.
Instead of the country part.
Yeah, and what's happening with Skynyrd? Skynyrd has just become a sort of, like every southern rock, everybody's been through that band.
It's a mashup.
Guys from Black Oak, Arkansas, Blackfoot... The Outlaws, you know, they've all, Molly Hatchet, different guys, got members of all those bands have kind of cycled through Skynyrd. I have this from on good authority.
Uh-oh.
That what happens is if you're in the band too long and you start asking for more money, they fire you. You go back to Molly Hatchet or whatever.
Are you not like how much are you not making that you have to ask for?
And yeah, and so they're like, okay, you're done, and they bring in some other southern rock person to do the thing.
You are disposable.
That Skynyrd, in my opinion, is a complete embarrassment. I mean, they were a great band for what they did, but when the crash happened. I felt that they should have dropped. I think Rossington Collins. They should have given that more of a try because that was a really good record, and they should have just you know let that go. Because what happens is, see, when you let something like that go, all those bands that like they became led, they really became uber respected. So. You think about Led Zeppelin, you think about the Doors, you think about the Jimi Hendrix Experience, you think about all these bands where somebody key from the band passed away and they said, okay, we're done. People were clamoring for more of that stuff. And I think that they probably, if they would have played their cards right and not done anything for a really, really long time, and then maybe 20 years later, got the remaining members back together and did a tour or something like that, it could have been something cool. Kind of like what the Police did. But no, they just milked and milked and milked and milked that frickin' thing. And I think they've kind of sullied the Skynyrd ideal with their whole, like, association with the sort of Republican, you know, sort of thing. I'm not against that, if that's your thing. But I'm just saying, like, that's a kind of, like, I think it soured a lot of people's, like, feelings about them when they could have just gone out with that blaze of glory. And been like, we did these records. They're class. Freaking Freebird. What else you have to do? Anyways, I digress a little bit. Richie Medlock, I hope you're kicking ass. Hope you're making nice bucks. And Skynyrd, enjoy while it lasts.
It could last forever.
Good for him. Well, they're running out of those guys. So maybe they can't afford. Maybe they got to pay them now.
They're going to start recycling.
They can't. They're going to have to start going after the kids now to get them in the band.
Oh, no.
So who do you got next?
The next one's actually quite interesting. It's Chuck Billy, American vocalist best known for the thrash metal band Testament. He joined Legacy in 1986, replacing vocalist Steve Soos. After they changed the name to Testament, the band released their debut album, Legacy, in 1987, which featured one song written by Billy called Do or Die. He provided vocals for many bands and albums, including Crazy by Sadist, Dublin Death. Hold on, I'm lost here. Dublin Death Patrol, and sang Silent Night and We Wish You a Metal Christmas and a Headbanging New Year, plus many more. His father was Native American and is of Pomo Native Americans. They are an indigenous people of Northern California. He's very proud of his Native American heritage. The song Trail of Tears is a tribute to the heritage as well as allegiance and Native blood. He was recognized at the Smithsonian National Museum, and this is where it gets cool, of American Indian exhibit Up Where We Belong, Native Musicians in Popular Culture, that was on display in January 2011. I thought that was pretty cool that he, in a thrash metal band, was part of the Smithsonian exhibit. I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, Testament has stood the test
of time.
They're a classic metal band. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they're up there with Slayer and all the, you know, Anthrax. I mean, weren't quite as influential or as famous as but you know, they're considered like one of the staple bands of that genre.
It's just nice to see that sort that music part is recognized at the Smithsonian, because sometimes I feel like they sort of push that aside, especially when it comes to metal.
Metal has become this sort of, I hate to say this, in many ways, metal has kind of become the sort of jazz fusion of rock.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, because this is where the guys who can really play their asses off, this is kind of where they're going. And I'm not talking about, yes, I know, you know, all the alternative guys and blues guys. I mean, I know they play with a lot of feeling. I'm not talking about that. And they're great players. I'm not talking about it. I'm just talking about the guys that have, like, that insane skill. In fact, there's a genre of metal called math metal.
Which is enough. These guys
play all kind of like insane time signatures and things like that. So it's serious. It's become very serious music, which is a good thing. I'm glad to see that metal has achieved that level of respect. So good for metal. So what do you got next?
Next on my list is Blackie Lawless, American songwriter and musician, best known as the lead singer and rhythm guitarist, formerly bassist for the heavy metal band Wasp. He has Irish, French, and Native American ancestry. His mother is one quarter Blackfoot. He was briefly in the band New York Dolls as a guitarist. He is
What?
Briefly,
David Johansson,
like
thing?
Like
who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, we're talking like months. That's about it. He is known for his insane.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on, before I continue. Was he in the New York Dolls as long as Dave Mustaine was in Metallica?
Sure.
Okay.
Probably less.
Oh wow.
Actually. He's known for his insane stage antics, such as eating live worms, setting his boots on fire. That's later a gimmick he gave to Nikki Sixx, tying semi-naked models to a torture rack, throwing raw meat at the audience, and so on. He wrote the songs Animal, F Like a Beast, I guess I won't say the bad word, I Want to Be Somebody, Wild Child, and others. Lawless has returned to his Christian faith and considered himself a born-again Christian, but he is a quarter Indian, Native American.
What? Do we know? Did you say what tribe or
Blackfoot?
Blackfoot. Oh, well, they need to get him in Blackfoot,
right?
Jesus, what are you doing out there?
But you can definitely see that in him.
Yeah, he has that.
Look.
Yeah, you look at him, you go like, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I have a ginormous respect for Blackie. I respect him as a musician. I respect him as a business person too. Mm-hmm. In many ways, he's like a less annoying Gene Simmons in some ways, in the sense that, like, he's a very astute business person with what he did with Wasp.
But you don't see Wasp coffins that you can get
right.
buried in.
I don't know. Maybe they should think about it. I'd get buried in a Wasp coffin.
I'll bet.
But the Christian thing, just, I'm still scratching my head over
that. Well, he was born Christian, and then he went back to his roots after some events happened. We talked about that on a podcast before.
Right. Okay. So Blackie Lawless, God bless you, brother. So what do you got?
The next one I have is Redbone.
Redbone.
As a whole.
Come and get your love.
Right. Native American rock band originating in the 1970s with brothers Pat and Lolly Vegas. They are best known for the single, Come and Get Your Love. The single went certified gold, selling over 1 million copies. Their other hits include We Were All Wounded at Wounded Knee, The Witch Queen of New Orleans, and Maggie. They are the first Native American rock band to have a number one single internationally. The brothers are of Yaqui descent. I think I'm saying that wrong. I apologize. Peter DePoe, the drummer, is Northern Cheyenne, Arapaho, Chippewa, and Iroquois
Arapaho.
Descent.
Yeah.
Whatever. Chippewa and Iroquois descent. I'm trying to say it in a way that it's correct.
But it is Arapaho. That I know. I don't know a lot of them, but I do know Arapaho.
He was many.
He was many
things. Mr. DePoe.
He was many things.
The drummer.
There is a there's some performances you can watch of them doing Come and Get Your Love with they come out in the headdress.
That's cool. I mean, I'm sure that's offensive to some, but that's
they come
cool.
out with, well, no, that was their, they are Native Americans. They can do whatever they want. They come out with the headdress and the whole situation. So,
well, but they get super like the Native Americans get super annoyed with people wearing the headdress because that's only for chiefs. That's why you're not really supposed
I don't
to
know,
do that.
But they did it.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they're in the, and they are in,
I mean,
that. They're in
they're
the
legit.
Film. They're in the film that I mentioned earlier. So Rumble. So check that out. We're gonna come back and wrap up here in a short few minutes. This is a band I really love called Electric Revolution. Completely different than the other two bands we played. I like to mix it up. I like to, you know, kind of explore different sounds. Completely different. These guys are a little bit more kind of blues based. This is Burn It Down, Electric Revolution, and the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. That is a band called Electric Revolution. And that was a song called Burn It Down. Let me give you the website. It's electricrevolution2.bandcamp.com. Two, duh, 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 dose. So, let's give me like one last big one.
All I got is one last big one.
Do it.
It's Jimi Hendrix. American rock guitarist, singer, songwriter. Mainstream career only lasted 4 years, but he is one of the most influential guitarists in history, as well as one of the most celebrated musicians of the 20th century. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame describes him as the greatest instrumentalist in the history of rock music. His paternal grandmother was African American and one quarter Cherokee. Unfortunately, we lost him in 1970 due to drugs, basically.
He choked on vomit.
He took 18 times the recommended dosage of Vesperax. 18 times.
I take Vesperax, I only do like 15 or 16 times recommended. So,
is it even a thing anymore?
I learned that from Hendrox.
Anyway, he is probably the most famous of all the Native American musicians. On
probably
the
most famous rock guitarist
of all
next
time.
To Eddie Van Halen. and I would, you know, I have a podcast I did on the most influential guitarist in rock. And I highly recommend you go and check that out, because I make a pretty good argument as to why Eddie slightly nudges Jimmy out just by like a sea hair. If you don't know what a sea hair is, go to lulumbardyrocks.com and we'll discuss that in a couple of minutes.
Here we go.
You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We had a great time talking to all y'all tonight. Native Americans. You know what I mean? Like, it's not all about the corn and everything at Thanksgiving, okay? You know, you guys are out there. You guys are the original people, and we're, like, so not worthy, and we are so grateful for everything. So thank you so much for the amazing music and the culture and everything that you have blessed everybody with. And so we'll leave it with that. You will have the list in the show notes, so you can follow. You can check that out. It'll be out everywhere here in about a week. You can always listen, though, on RockRageRadio.com, the Rock Rage Radio app. Just download it. If you love the music we're playing, Rock Rage Radio plays awesome music like that, like constantly. So you can never be without great guitar-driven rock. RockRageRadio.com. Just download the app, put it on your phone. Lily V6, you have your own show on there, don't you?
I do have my own show. It's called Hot Licks with Lily 6 on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern. I am doing a interview this week with Myth of Creation. It's a newer band.
Myth of Creation.
From Colorado. They don't sound like that, actually. And they're pretty awesome, nice guys. There's only three of them, but they're super cool. So listen in at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Hot Licks with Lily 6. The app is free for your phone. Download it or just stream it online.
Just stream it. Be a streamer. They say I'm a streamer.
Here
anyway.
It comes.
Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. And I got to give a shout out. We got so caught up. Speaking of Native Americans, Wolf's Customs. You guys want to go to wolfscustoms.online. Those of you, because I know a lot of folks out there that love the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus actually play guitar. And what wolfscustoms.online will do for you is they will custom paint a guitar body for you, so that, you know, when you get up to jam, you know, you got something unique. You got like a whole thing. Well, I have the same boring finish as everybody, as the previous three bands that played in front of you. You know, you're getting on these stages, there's three, four bands playing at a time. This is a chance for you to really stand out, with an awesome guitar. Wolf's Customs is wolfscustoms.online. Chris Thunderwolf Dodson has been a huge supporter of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus and pretty much everything I do. So he's a good dude. And I've been trying to connect him with as many guitar players as possible. We talked to Warren Hughes this week as well. Warren is a great guitarist, and we're trying to like connect those guys with Wolf's Customs. So wolfscustoms.online. Get yourself a custom job on your guitar. Guys, it's been a lot of fun. I can't believe this hour just flew by. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is a website. We're heading over to do our private show over at LuLombardiRocks.com. So if you'd like to continue the party with us, I'm going to tell some interesting stories that happened to me over the weekend. with a couple with the shows I went to, some stuff that I'm not at liberty to discuss on the regular show. We're going to get the hell out of here. We opened the show with Paladin. We played a Legion. That was Electric Revolution. And we're going to wrap up the show with my band, Lou Lombardi's Strange Love. I got a new band coming out. We're testing some. Right now we're testing the name. I don't want to say it yet. Well, if you go to the, this band is kick-ass. It's another power trio, but it is real. It's a really kick-ass band. We're writing great songs. We're doing some of my previous music too. So this is one of the songs. This is Medicine. You guys have a great week. You can go to lulombardimusic.com if you want more of that. But you guys have a great week. We'll take you on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Call me.